Praise God, y'all look better now. Woo-hoo, lift your hands to heaven, get another drink. Yes! Yes, yes. We say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Yes and amen. Be drunk not on wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit to overcome, to deny yourself, to get out of the flesh, to cast out a devil, to look in the mirror and cast out more devils. Glory. Grab your swords if you dare. Hallelujah. Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. Oh, yes. Is everybody there? All right. In verse 10, Ephesians 6, verse 10, let's speak it together. Finally, hello. Finally, let's get this right. What does he say? My brethren, be what? Strong in the Lord and not yourself. Be strong in the Lord and the power of his might and not your own. And do what? Put on the whole armor of God. You know how many believers still don't do that? They still don't do it. And they wonder why they're not victorious. Because this is a divine order of God Almighty. You know who for? Warriors. You cannot go out and fight the enemy without doing certain things first. You'll get your butt kicked. People trying to fight the devil and they're not in position. People trying to fight the devil without any armor. They don't even know what the weapons are. Devil, leave me alone. Sound like Flip Wilson. For some of you that might remember Flip Wilson. The devil made me do it. Well, he's still going to make you do it. Unless you know how to fight. Remember, God's not raising up wimps. He's raising up warriors. Amen. So there's a place that you got to come to where you're finally saying, I'm done of being used by the enemy. I'm done. I'm done of being deceived. I'm done. So he says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might and put on the full armor of God, for I'll slap you in the head. Some of us need the hell slapped out of us to make room for heaven. Amen. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to what? Stand against the wiles or the trickery of the devil. Again, be strong in the Lord. In the power of his might, put on the full armor of God that you can stand against the lying, deceptive, evil trickery of Satan's kingdom. Why? Because he'll outwit you in a second. And these enemies dwell in an unseen dimensional realms. They dwell in the unseen dimensional realms. Somebody got it? Watch, verse 12. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, powers of darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand will stand what? Lying, deceptive, and evil trickery of these influences of demonic forces. There are demonic forces. There are fallen angels. There are demons. There are high places. There's high places of Satan's altars. There are witches. There are Morlocks. There's Nephilim, Rephilims, and demons. Devils, Luciferians. There are shapeshifters. There's grays and whites. There's hybrids. There's Leviathan, Cobra, Python, and Anaconda spirits. There are loads of spirits out there that are coming against us. Do you know that there is a demonic cauldron of witches that have been assigned to each and every one of you to pray against you? They know who you are. They pray against you every single day. Some of them fast and pray against you. They dwell in the unseen dimensional realms. Listen, it is our responsibility to strategically target their locations. Does everybody get it? It is our responsibility to strategically target their locations of their ruling commanders of authority, spiritually and physically. It is our responsibility to strategically target them. And in our prayer booklet, it assists you. You don't have to calculate it and figure it out or even research it. Pick up the prayer booklet and speak warfare prayers. It's that simple. Now, this, what I just explained, is a warrior mindset. Without this, you're not a warrior yet. If you don't think these things, you're not a warrior yet. You're still an apprenticeship. You're still in Holy Ghost boot camp training school. Until you finally reach that place where you have a warrior's mindset. And that's what God's trying to bring the body to. A warrior mindset. Amen? Not an emotional mindset. A warrior mindset. That's one that lives out of the spirit, not out of the soul. So it is our responsibility. And this is a warrior mindset. Does everybody get it? There are seven attributes that I want you to write down as a warrior's mindset. Real simple. Seven attributes of a warrior's mindset. We already know them, but I'm going to give them to you again. The first one is to deny yourself. The second one is to fight, which is called picking up your cross. I think some people are carnally thinking they're going to go around picking up a cross. If you ever pulled a cross out of a ground, you know what it turns into? A sword. The third thing is to follow. That means there must be connection to his presence. There must be connection to his word. And those must be connection to his power. That's how you follow. Without following, you can't do that. Amen? The first three attributes, deny yourself, fight, and follow. The second three attributes, you are called to battle. That must be a warrior's mindset. I'm called to what? Battle. You have a purpose. Your purpose is to destroy Satan's kingdom. Expose it and destroy it. Amen? That's called strategically target locations. That's your purpose. Why is that your purpose? Because it's his purpose. You may have your own personal purposes, but kids, this is kingdom business. This is kingdom purpose, and this is a warrior's mindset. Again, if these are not there, then you haven't reached the place of warrior. You are called to battle. Your purpose is to destroy Satan's kingdom, and your destiny is to infiltrate the world system to rescue souls that have been lost. That is your destiny. Infiltrate the world system. Amen? Those are six attributes. And the seventh attribute is to trust the Lord with all your heart. Those are seven attributes of a warrior. Deny yourself, fight, follow, fulfill your call, your purpose and destiny, and trust all the way through. Because there's a lot of souls that are captive. Even in a body of Christ, people don't realize that their souls are still in captivity. Is everybody okay? Get there. Psalm 24. Psalm 24. Is everybody there? Glory. It's a new season. It's a new day, and there's a fresh anointing being released. Remember, God is raising up a headless body. Why is he raising up a headless body? Because they're headless warriors. Because they no longer live out of their head. They live out of their spirit. I didn't say out of their soul. I said out of their spirit. They don't allow emotion to dictate. They don't allow what they see to dictate. They allow the spirit to dictate with truth. That's it. Psalm 24, starting at verse 1. Let's speak it together. The earth is the Lord's in all its fullness, the world and those who dwell in therein. For he has founded it upon the seas and established it upon the waters. Who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, and who may stand in his holy place? He who has what? Clean hands and a what? And a pure heart. Again, it is vitally important. What's he talking about? Ascend into the hill of the Lord. He's got to have clean hands. The hill of the Lord is known as the secret place of the Most High. It's known as where you are covered. Because you can't go out if you're not covered. Does everybody get it? You, in other words, your covering is in the secret place because you are directly connected to his presence, his word, and his power. So listen, before engaging in warfare, you must get removed from the enemy's radar. You get removed from the enemy's radar by getting in the secret place. He does not know where you are. You are hidden. Your beep is no longer beeping. You're no longer on the radar. That's what also the cloak of humility does. It cloaks you invisible to his radar. That's why he requires that you become humble all the time. See, the enemy sees the proud. He sees the arrogant. He sees the rebellion. On his radar, it's constantly beeping. And that's why he attacks more. You want to get off the radar. And again, you get off the radar by connecting to his presence, his word, and his power, and getting cloaked with humility. Get you into the secret place. That's why we worship. You're coming to the end of yourself and pressing into the secret place. Amen? We must do this before engaging in warfare. We must get off or be removed from the enemy's radar and get put under the blood. That blood is known as through repentance. That's why before you... Listen, if you're trying to warfare and you're still in sin, you will not win the battle. You can't. It's impossible. If you are still in sin, you're still compromising, you're still touching things that are unclean, you're still approving things that are not pleasing to God, you will never win the battle. It's impossible. Amen? So we need to put things under the blood. That's through repentance. Even your motive and attitude must be right before God. You have to have forgiveness. You can't hold bitterness. You can't be envious. Amen? You can't hold grudges. You can't touch unclean things, especially with thoughts. Your desires must be pure before God. Or the enemy will eat you up if you try to attack him. You will not win. You know, especially many people have open doors to familiar spirits, religious spirits, and all of these goofy things that people open themselves up to. And they're trying to defeat the enemy when they're carrying the presence of the enemy. You will not win. Does everybody understand this? So he says, who may ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who may stand in his holy place? He who has clean hands and a pure heart. Who has not lifted up his soul to a what? An idol. Verse, nor sworn what? Deceitfully. He's not a liar. Amen? Is lying sin? Yeah. So how does somebody expect to win a battle and fight the enemy when they're carrying the presence of the enemy? It doesn't work. Verse 5. He shall receive blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is Jacob, the generation of those who seek him, who seek your face. Lift up your heads, O you gates. Be lifted up, you everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. The Lord is what? Mighty in battle. That's why it says, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. But again, before you engage, you get off the radar. That's how you start your morning. Every morning, you get off the radar. That's why you start in repentance. Lord, forgive me. You get dressed and filled with the Holy Spirit. You get dressed with the full armor of God. You get connected to his presence, his power, his truth, his word. You start your morning that way. Why? You put on the cloak of humility. You remove anything that you know. You exchange it. Whatever you're holding on to, whether it's bitterness, unforgiveness, whatever it is, get rid of it. You forgive and bless everyone that's persecuted, used you and spoke against you, offended you and rejected you, stole from you. Who cares? We're about an eternal business now, no longer temporary. It's different. You want to stay about a temporary business? Then hold on to those things. And you will be lit up on the radar. And you will be tormented. You will always have struggles. And there are many people who claim to be believers. They're still struggling like crazy. They don't walk in peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Ghost. They're miserable. They're up and down. Boom, boom, boom. One day, they're... Next day, whoa. They're like a puppet. And they're on the string of the enemy. Why? Because they have so many stinking open doors. They're still holding stuff. They're still on the enemy's radar. They're not cloaked. They're not hidden. And they try to fight the devil. Man, I've been casting out devils. I've been fighting, commanding them to go. And they're not listening. No kidding. And no matter what I do, I've been praying. Ain't nothing happening. Right? Hello. All right. Let's go a little further. Psalm 18. Well, nobody ran out yet. Do we need to lock the door? We want truth, right? Come on now. It's time. It's time to kick butt instead of getting our butts kicked. You got enough holes or porch, what do I call them, pitchforks? Man, what's all those holes in here? Pitchfork, man. Get healed. Get freed. Get delivered. Praise God. And then you'll be nice to your neighbor. Psalm 18, verse 20. then you won't say those things you know you shouldn't, because you have dominion over your tongue. See, the reason why people don't have dominion over their tongue is because someone else does. Again, what did the Lord say? How can the Satan cast out Satan? And the house divided will not stand. So if there's still darkness in that place, there's still the enemy still dwelling in there. You're trying to fight and battle and whatever, and it just doesn't seem you make two steps forward and four steps backwards all the time. Verse 20, let's speak it. The Lord what? Rewarded me according to my righteousness, according to the cleanness of my hands. He has recompensed me. Now, what did he reward him with? Victory in the battle. That is the reward. Victory in the battle. For I have kept the ways of the Lord and have not wickedly departed from my God. Verse 21. Verse 22. For all his judgments were before me, and I did not put away his statutes from me. I was also blameless before him, and I kept myself from my iniquity. Therefore the Lord is what? Recompense me according to the righteousness and according to the cleanness of my hands in his sight. What did he reward him with? Victory in battle. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Go to verse 37. This is a warrior's mindset. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. I have what? Pursued my enemies and overtaken them. This is a warrior's mindset. Neither did I turn back again till they were what? Destroyed. I have surrounded them so that they could not rise. They have fallen under my feet. For you have armed me with strength for battle. You have subdued under me those who rose up against me. You have also given me the necks of my enemies, so that I destroyed those who hated me. They cried out, but there was none to save, even to the Lord, but he did not answer them. Then I beat them as fine as the dust before the wind, and cast them out like dirt in the streets. Warrior's mindset will pursue his enemies to overtake them. Does everybody get it? See, one of the things that happens is your trials and tribulations do two things. The first thing it does is expose your enemy. What's your struggle? What's your trial? What's going on? In other words, what's the root of it? God is exposing your enemy. Is it fear that's your enemy? Whatever it may be. Is it offense? Is it oppression? Is it anxiety? Are you anxious for things? That's your enemy. You'll know your enemy by the fruit. Amen. Does everybody get this? That's the first thing he'll begin to expose is your enemy. Then he begins to expose your impurities. Why? Because it's your responsibility to remove them. Hallelujah. Because you can't go in battle that way. You'll lose. Every time. Deuteronomy 20. Do you remember about the sower and the seeds? What was one of the problems? The cares of the world. Amen? The cares of the world. Deuteronomy chapter 20. Oh, hallelujah. Warrior's mindset. First four verses, please. Deuteronomy 20. Starting at verse 1, let's speak it together so you get understanding. What does the Lord say? When you go out to battle against your enemies and see horses and chariots and people more numerous than you, do not be afraid of them. For the Lord your God is with you, who brought you out of the land of Egypt. Now the word of Egypt means bondage. So when God has brought you out of bondage, out of addiction, out of fear, all of these things, he's saying, don't be afraid of your enemies. It doesn't matter how big and how many there are. Don't be afraid. I'm with you. But of course, you better be pure heart and what? Clean hands. Or you will be afraid. Verse 2. So it shall be when you are on the verge of battle that the priest shall approach and speak to the people. How many of y'all know you're called to be a priest and a king? And he shall say to them, hear, O Israel, today you are on the verge of battle with your enemies. Do not let your heart faint. Do not be afraid and do not trouble or be terrified because of them. Now, I want you to know that their enemies at this time were called Nephilim. They were giants. These were giants that they were battling against. So you got dudes that are 6 foot compared to 12 and 14 foot. And some of them bigger. And the Lord said, don't be afraid. I'm with you. Because it wasn't about how big. In fact, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. Verse 4. For the Lord your God, he is who goes with you to what? Fight for you against your enemies to what? Save you. So if the Lord be for us, who can be against us? Do you know that the angels are waiting to move? Every morning they're waiting to move on your behalf. God is waiting. Father's waiting. He's going, come on, cleanse yourself. Cleanse yourself. Don't battle. Let you cleanse yourself. I can't do nothing for you. We tie his hands without getting cleansed first. You can't go into battle with bitterness and unforgiveness. It's impossible. You'll lose. And the enemy will come to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen? Don't let your eyes, thoughts, or emotions defeat your belief system. Amen? Don't let it defeat what God says. Maintain the course. Get things in order. It's called divine order. Believe, receive, and execute, right? The promises of God. Why? Because he's with us. And if there are things that are lacking in us, believe me, he will show you. Because you'll keep getting beat up in the same thing over and over and over. Exodus 15. A warrior's mindset. Oh, happy day. Exodus 15. You know, many people don't realize that even sicknesses come from those areas. Bitterness and unforgiveness. They come from envy. People have plagues and don't even know they have plagues. Exodus 15, first three verses. Then Moses and the children of Israel sang the song to the Lord and spoke, saying, I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my what? Salvation. He is my God, and I will what? Praise him. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he casts into the sea. He has chosen captives also are drowned in this Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank to the bottom like a stone. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. He is the Lord and the commander of the army. He is the Lord. You know, this is where people fall into this religious state of being. Again, we're not having a Bible study. We're having a training session. We've got to come out of this mindset of religiosity. Does everybody get it? I am not a pastor of a church. I'm a captain of a ship. This is a ship. We are on a course of battle. I get my orders from the commander and I release them. This is how this is. We are all to be trained up as officers and warriors in a headless army. And we're to be headless warriors because we're no longer living out of our head, but out of the spirit. And our head now is the mind in the head of Christ, no longer ours. So we've got to come out of this mindset of religiosity. That's what the enemy's been doing since you and I were born in this earth. Made Jesus religious. But he is the commander and he's the chief. That's why he's called the Lord of hosts. What hosts? The army. There's not an angel that's not a warrior. Hello? Didn't the book of Revelation talk about war in heaven? Didn't Lucifer get thrown out? There's a war going on since Lucifer got thrown out. And it's still going on. And we're a part of it. Hallelujah. Joshua 7. So the Lord said to Joshua, get up. Why do you lie thus on your face? He said, Israel has sinned, and they also have transgressed my covenant, which I commanded them. For they have even taken some of the accursed things, and have both stolen and deceived, and they have also put it among their own stuff. What's an accursed item? Anything that draws demonic activity. As a warrior's mindset, he'll know these things. You know, what does a skull and crossbone mean? Death. What the heck, man? You know how many believers walk around with shirts? Skulls and crossbones? They can walk around with pants with skulls all over them. It's an accursed item. Some of them are still walking around with marijuana leaves. Or they're walking around with Joe's Bar and Grill. It's called liquid dope. That's what alcohol is. It's an accursed item. One day I was driving down the road and this guy was selling all these huge, what do they call those dream catcher things? They don't catch dreams, they draw demons. And I stopped to share with him, yo man, you know what you're doing? And he tells me he's a Bible study teacher. I wanted to put that dream catcher over his head and tell him to catch this dream. Man, don't you read the Bible? It's amazing how many people have accursed items in their home. Oh, it's sentimental to me. You'll never win the battle. Believe me, I had 24 karat plates, gold plates. They had pictures of dragons on them. You know what I did? Pow! I don't care about the money. I care about victory for my king. Verse 12. Therefore, the what? The children of Israel could not stand before their enemies, but turned their backs before their enemies because they had become doomed to destruction. The Lord said what? Neither will I be with you anymore unless you destroy the accursed from among you. Hello. How many of you know music can be accursed items? Especially all that secular music. But they're sentimental to me. Well, go ahead and keep them. And lose every battle. You can't win with accursed items. But it's handed down my family line. That's why your whole family's lost the battle. That's why we turned out the way we did. Hello? I mean, hallelujah. A warrior's mindset sees accursed items as the enemies of God. Amen? Joshua 5. After being married 8 years and so forth, and my wife and myself accumulated a lot of pictures. And one day the Lord put on my heart to start going through some boxes. And man, some of these pictures, you know, they were party pictures and all kinds of stuff. And I'm like, whoa! He said, get rid of them. Those are cursed items. Get rid of them. That's, you want to keep them, you'll stay in that life. Does everybody get it? Those accursed items will keep you in that place. Oh, hallelujah. Joshua 5, verse 13. Is everybody there? And it came to pass when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted his eyes and he looked, and behold, a man stood opposite him with his sword drawn in his hand. Did you know his hand is his, is capital? Guess who that commander was. And Joshua said to him, and went to him and said to him, are you for us or are for our adversaries? And he said, no, but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth and worshipped and said to him, what does my Lord say to his servant? Then the commander of the Lord's army said to Joshua, take your sandal off your foot, for the place where you stand is holy. And Joshua did so. Who is there an angel that's going to say, take your sandal off your foot? Or your sandal? No, only the Lord. So the Lord is the commander in chief of the army. And we are to be his soldiers and warriors. Again, this is a spiritual battle. Ephesians 5. As just Savior. Amen? We've got to go beyond Savior. We've got to also stop looking at God as just God. We've got to look at him as Father. But we got to begin to see Jesus as commander and warrior. Amen? He carries a very big sword. Ephesians chapter 5. Oh, yes. Verse 1. Therefore, be imitators of God as what? Dear children. Now, if Jesus is the commander in chief and a warrior, it says imitate him. And walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us as an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma. But fornication and uncleanness or covetousness, let it not even be named among you as is fitting for saints. Neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor coarse jesting, which is not fitting but rather giving of thanks. Why? Because that will open the door to contaminate you. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, or covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not be partakers with them, for you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth, finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. and have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose them. A warrior is always exposing. That doesn't mean you're going to go up to every person and say, man, I see a demon on you. That's not what he's meaning. We expose the unfruitful works of the devil. First, you better expose them in your life. Because then you got no right to exposing it anywhere else. Amen? Verse 12, for it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret. But all things that are exposed that are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake, you who sleep, arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time, because of what? The days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is, and do not be drunk with wine in which is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, and singing melody in your heart to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things to God the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting to one another in the fear, reverence, and honor and respect of the Lord. In other words, imitate God. Think like, act like, fight like, worship like the Lord. Amen? Teach, preach, cast out devils, heal the sick, walk in wisdom. The wisdom from above, not here. Be filled with the Spirit and maintain reverence, honor, and respect to the Lord. That's a warrior's mindset. He's waiting. He always keeps the Lord before him. He doesn't want to move without God's approval. He doesn't want to make a decision without God's approval. He's always waiting for the next command from the Lord. What is it you want me to do? 2 Timothy chapter 2. Again, this is not going to come overnight. And it takes death. The first attribute. Deny yourself, which means die. That three-letter word, which is killer. 2 Timothy 2, chapter 1, or verse 1. Let's speak it. You therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. Grace according meaning the plan of God. And the things that you have heard from me among many witnesses, commit these things to who? Faithful men. Believe me, a warrior's mindset is always attributing to being faithful, consistent, alert. Commit these things to faithful men who will be able to what? Teach. Everyone here is to be a teacher. Also, others also. Teach others also. You therefore must what? Endure. You think a warrior needs to endure? Well, if you don't, you're a wimp. You there must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. In other words, things aren't going to go your way. People aren't going to approve of the way you're living now. Even your own family. When you begin to turn things around, you will lose family members. But you got to get to a place where you don't care no more. Because a warrior says, I'm yours. I'm yours. And you only the Lord can build your house now. And you know that if you try to build it, it's going to fall and collapse and start all over again. That's why many families and marriages will go recycle, recycle, recycle. Because they're not allowing the Lord to build the house. Amen? You therefore must endure hardship as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Verse 4, are you ready for this one? No one engaged in warfare entangles himself in the affairs of this life that he may please him who enlisted him as a soldier. In other words, he's no longer a man pleaser. He's a God pleaser. So also, if anyone competes in athletics, he cannot be crowned unless he competes according to the what? Rules. God has a set of boundary rules. These are rules. That's his laws. Anything God speaks becomes law. Amen? We should be able to teach. We should be faithful. We should be patient, able to endure disappointments. And remove ourselves from worldly desires. The hardworking farmer must be first to partake of the crops. Consider that what I say. May the Lord give you what? Understanding in all things. Remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel, for which I suffered troubles and evildoer, even to the point of chains. But the word of God is not changed. Therefore I what? I endure all things for the sake of the elect, that they may also obtain the salvation which is in Christ Jesus with what? Eternal glory. This is a faithful saying. If we died with him, we shall also what? Live with him. If we endure, he shall also reign with him. If we deny him, he will also deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful. He cannot deny himself. Remind him of these things, charging them before the Lord not to strive about words to no profit, to the ruin of the hearers. Be diligent to present yourselves approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, and rightly dividing the word of truth. But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness. And we don't want that, do we? Amen? Again, we should be able to teach. Again, that's a place where you and I fall into, denying the old man of self. Fight and follow parts of the attributes. Philippians chapter 3. Now, don't let the enemy tell you, I can't do all this stuff. You can't. We can't. That's why we have to get into that place where he can. Amen? Philippians 3, verse 12. Warrior's mindset. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. He says, not that I've already attained or am already perfected, but I what? I press on. I press on, I press on, I don't give up, I press on. That I may lay hold of that for which Christ Jesus has also laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended, but one thing I do what? Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to the things which are ahead. In other words, a warrior's mindset lives from the future to the present. He does not live from the past. You cannot defeat your enemy if you're still living from the past. It's impossible. Verse 14, I press toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let as many as are mature have this mind. And if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule and let us be of the same mind. Brethren, join in my following my example. Note those who walk as you have us for a pattern. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is their shame, who set their mind on what? Earthly things. For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able to even subdue all things to himself. We press on. Amen? We keep thoughts connected according to eternal thoughts. We're no longer concerned about the things of this world. They're no longer burdensomes. They're no longer worries. They should no longer be fears. What does the word say? Seek ye the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added to you. You don't have to worry about what you're going to wear or what you're going to eat. It's going to come. Even if a famine comes and the world is hungry, you won't be. Oh, hallelujah. Colossians 3. Colossians chapter 3. Again, we must come to the place where we're seeing things through. We are defenders of the cross, not enemies of the cross. Colossians 3 and verse 1. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above and not things of the earth. That means setting your mind on things of the future. You're setting your mind on the promises of God. You're kingdom bound. You're kingdom minded. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Therefore, put to death your members, which are on the earth. And what is it? Fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desires, covetousness, which is idolatry. That's considered rebellion, hard-heartedness, all the other things. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience, in which you yourselves once walked when you lived in them. But now you yourselves are to put off all these, what? Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds and put on the new man, who is renewed in the knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcised nor uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave nor free, but Christ is all and what? In all. Powerful. We're to put to death those members. Amen? Not allowing them to have dominion. Go to Malachi chapter 3. Then one more scripture. Then you've entered a warrior's mindset. Malachi chapter 3, verse 17. Let's start at 16 for a minute. It says, then those who feared the Lord spoke to one another, and the Lord what? Listened and heard them. The word says that when two or more are gathered in his name, he's in the midst. So there were those who were gathering together, and they reverenced and honored the Lord. And the Lord heard them. So a book of remembrance was written before him. So the Lord started a book for them. It's called the Book of Remembrance. For those who what? Fear the Lord and who meditate on his name. He said, they shall be mine, says the Lord of what? Lord of who? Hosts means Lord of the army. On the day that I make them my what? Jewels. Those are warriors. Jewels are warriors. They are precious. I will spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. Then you shall again discern between what? The righteous and the wicked. between one who serves God and one who does not serve God. That is a warrior's mindset. You know those who are servants and those who are not. You know those who are still fighting for their lives and those who have surrendered their lives. Amen? You know those that are wannabes and willabies. You'll know. You'll know those who walk in humility and arrogance. You'll know. Why? Because you'll be able to discern motive and intent. And I want to close at Revelation 19. A warrior's mindset. Revelation 19. Whoa, yeah. In verse 11. You know, one thing again about a warrior's mindset, his life in the area is always order. There's always a specific protocol. That protocol is not broken in a warrior's mindset. It's not broken. You have to begin to think militarily now, not religious. Amen? If the word says when two or more are gathered together, and the Lord shows up in a room, then you have to think that, believe it, receive it, and execute it. Because if the commander-in-chief comes in, we stand at attention. Amen. We honor his presence. Some people don't get touched because they still haven't learned how to honor his presence. They think they're just singing for nothing. The presence of God is coming. He's looking. The Father searches those who worship him in truth and in spirit. He's looking for them. Looking for what? Those who will honor him and truly acknowledge his presence. Respecting his presence. I have to hold myself back when I see people dishonor his presence. We'll be worshiping. They sit down and talk or look around the room. I'm going to go around and slap them in the head. No respect to his presence because they haven't connected yet. They don't know. Amen? They don't know. It's like somebody standing next to the water. They're afraid to get wet. But I'll come and push them in. Get them soaked. Why? Why wait? Don't test the water. Dive in head first. Get drenched, get saturated, get filled with the presence of God. Begin to honor and respect. Look, if you don't make contact, you're not going to get these things. And it starts by denying yourself. Worship till you drop. Like I said, you should leave here with a six-pack every time you worship. And I don't mean a booze. Now, you may feel like you're drinking a six-pack. Amen? But praise be to God. You just connected with the Most High. Revelation 19, verse 11. Let's speak it. Now I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse. And he who sat on him was called Faithful and True. And in righteousness he judges and does what? Makes war. His eyes were like a flame of fire, and his head were many crowns. He had a name written that no one knew except himself. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, followed him on white horses. And who are the armies in the heaven? When this happens, it's going to be me and you returning with him. Does everybody get it? Angels don't need horses. Does everybody get that? You and I will be on them. Ooh, yeah. I think I've seen mine once already. Praise God. The Lord put me on a horse one time. I was a little kid. Anyways, verse 15. Now out of his mouth goes a sharp sword that with it he should strike the nations, and he himself will rule them with a rod of iron. He himself treads the winepress of the fierceness and the wrath of Almighty God. And he has on his robe and on his thigh a name written, which is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Then I saw an angel standing in the sun, and he cried out with a loud voice, saying to all the birds that fly in the midst of heaven, come and gather together for the supper of the great God, that you may eat the flesh of kings, the flesh of captains, the flesh of mighty men, the flesh of horses and of those who sit on them, and the flesh of all people, free and slave, both small and great. And I saw the beast, the kings of the earth and their armies gathered together to make war against him who sat on the horse and against his army. Then the beast was captured with him, the false prophet who worked signs in his presence, by which he deceived those who received the mark of the beast and those who worshipped his image. These two were cast alive in the lake of fire, burning with brimstone, and the rest were killed with the sword, which proceeded from the mouth of him who sat on the horse, and all the birds were filled with their flesh. That's our dad. That's our dad, man. Chief and commander. That's my dad. Hello. You mess with me, you mess with him. That's why the Lord says, don't touch my anointed. Amen. But you got to have clean hands and a pure heart. Remember, do not engage without being undercover. Cloak of humility, cleansed by the blood, forgiving and blessing everyone. Don't hold nothing towards no one. It don't matter. This is why? That's called being entangled in the affairs of this world. Amen. The world walks around with bitterness and unforgiveness and envy and all the other garbage. We can't walk in that. It'll prevent us from winning battles. Amen? Amen. Follow this through. Look this through. Research it. Get it in your spirit. Prepare yourself to teach it. Amen? You should, everything that you get in here, you should teach. You come in here with a mindset of, how am I going to teach what I'm learning? That's how you take notes. Remember, you're in Holy Ghost boot camp, officers training school. It never stops. Never stops. God is checking out. He's looking at those who are willing to be trained. He searches. He knows everything. He knows the intent. He knows what's what. See, if you think that you're going to hold on to these things when you leave, you'll lose them. That's why paper doesn't forget. This is training. You must be willing to be trained. If you're not willing to be trained, you won't win too many battles. Amen? Praise God. Father, we are honored and blessed. Thank you for your word. Thank you for fresh rhema. Thank you, Lord. I'm asking again today, Lord, that the seed, the word that you've imparted in us, would begin to take root in every part of our being and members. And that would drive out all deception, all fear, unworthiness, and shame. That it would drive out all things that are displeasing to you. And that you would refresh us, refill us, and reposition us with boldness, vision, sight, and honor unto our King. Fear of the Lord be upon each and every one here tonight. And may the Lord bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Be blessed and stay dressed with the glory.